Hello, welcome to another McLaren Fans podcast. It's the start of the season. We're out in Bahrain. Well, we're not. We're stuck in our rooms somewhere in the UK. But the team's out in Bahrain, and joining me for the 2024 season is Sarah Merritt. Say hello, Sarah.
Hello, Sarah.
And Andy Robinson. Hello, Andy.
Hello, everyone.
Right. Yeah, we've got a few things on the agenda today. Some interesting stuff from Sarah later on. But yeah, let's start about testing and the race weekend. So if you'd kind of followed us last year, we'd be sat here going, well, Zach did come out and say the car was a bit rubbish and all the rest of it. I think we actually said that on the podcast. But yeah, I think a lot much more of a positive start of the year for me. What about you guys?
We didn't have any late additions of brake discs or brake cooling areas being welded literally at the track out of a tin.
Yeah.
No, and we're not using the phrase cautiously optimistic at this point, which normally for us meant, oh bugger, it's not looking that great, but we really, really want the team to do well, so we're getting behind them. So yeah, I think testing looked like it went well. I mean, in general, for all the teams, there weren't any breakdowns and that kind of thing, were
Well,
they?
it's strange, isn't it? The thing that brought out the red flags in testing was none of the cars, nothing like that. It was the track twice. The track
Yep,
went.
the manhole cover,
This.
the
There's no
yeah.
red flags coming out. The cars are too reliable. Tell you what, I'm gonna have a fucking wobbly and throw some drain covers about.
You know what I did love though was it was either Ocon or Gasly at the end of testing, right? Yeah, great testing, guys. Really good effort. We did everything we wanted to do. Really good. It's gonna be a great season.
Yeah.
Probably misguided.
But everyone was saying at that point that Alpine were gonna be at the back, weren't they? So
Yeah.
yeah.
I think their
I was
decisions midway through last year are now coming to bite them in the arse.
Exactly. And we know testing is testing and all of that kind of thing. But for us we've been waiting a while and we're excited to see the cars back on track. That's essentially what it is. We ignore all the times when it's everyone else, but if we ever go top, we all take a screenshot of it and say, yes, look, McLaren are top. And
Stop the
I
clock.
know, yeah, and I know I did that. But that's just part of us being enthusiastic, isn't it? We all know really that testing is testing. So
Even practice one and two at the actual race was not representative. People were still sandbagging very heavily at that point.
yep.
Yeah, nobody was going to give the hand away until qualifying, really. And even though Alonso put the Aston above us, he went back rapidly in the race. Yeah, they've obviously got a few
Yeah.
issues to sort out, haven't they? So you know what? It's what's going to happen. It won't be until about three or four races in where we start to see a real sort of pecking order of how things are going to go and things like that. But certainly in the grand scheme of things, we have had much, much worse starts to the season and much, much worse to the starts of the season that have been quite positive.
Yeah.
So, we, yeah,
You know what, though? You don't have to go back to the McHonda years, as we fondly refer to them. You can literally have been a brand new fan last year, have been in the sport for 13 months, and we had a worse start to the season. Our last two Grand Prix opening rounds, we did 0 points cumulative.
And I think we alluded to this in our chat where we said, come on, guys. It doesn't matter how old you are, but it does show that you've not been around as long as us when you're all going, oh my God, what have they done to Lando's car and things like that? Because we've all been around a fair bit longer and we know that it's a marathon, not a sprint, unless it's a sprint race, of course.
Yeah.
Such a
I wouldn't be surprised if there's very little parts that are on this car to finish the season. It's the way it kind of works. It's essentially a development race now, isn't it? So
They're
exactly.
already saying Miami for a big upgrade for us. Ted
Yeah.
said it on Ted's notebook.
He did. Ted did indeed, yes.
Which is fine, upgrades. We
Hey.
like upgrades. I think one thing to take note, and I think Zach said this on one of the interviews that I caught him on, he seemed to be everywhere the last few weeks, which is quite good. Bit of promotion for the team. Was that basically this car that you've got now on track was developed in the old wind tunnel. Once we get the upgrades, that's when we move the parts that are coming through from the new wind tunnel. So we've got much more correlation data and everything else like that. So I'm expecting to see things, maybe not, you know, I don't think we'll make the jump like we did last year. You know, that was a really big jump, but you went from a whole different car concept last year to a new car concept that had taken months to get through. In fact, from December through to sort of Austria. So, you know, there was a big jump there. You know, this is going to be 2 tenths here, 3 tenths here, another couple of tenths here that we're going to see through the season. And, you know, other teams are going to end up doing that as well. So, yeah.
But you know what? The grid for qualifying this, yesterday, no, it's the day before, Friday, it was tiny. The differences from first all the way through, a tenth, it was like 2-3 places. Lando, in his own words, Lando said he messed up corner one, lost a couple of tenths. That would have been fourth.
Yeah.
That would have been unbelievable.
And this is the thing, isn't it? It's just going to have, you're going to have people who muck something up and it's going to ruin their lap and they finish, you know, they're out in Q1.
Can I just say, if I mucked up a lap, I wouldn't be 2 tenths off. I would be in hospital.
You wouldn't be in the car in the first place, Andy.
Hey, I fit the show car.
So you're talking about small margins again and everything adding up. I had a quick look at the pit stop times and across all of the teams, the whole top 10 is separated by 0.4 of a second. So even to that end, you know, our best pit stop was 2.33. I think the fastest pit stop was 2.2. So, you know, everybody's in that tiny, you know, everything's getting a bit better. I like to look at pit stops just to stop Andy being the only person that looks at them, you know, otherwise it'll look like he's a bit obsessed.
Do you know, I've not complained about them for probably a whole season now. Given that we've got the world record, it would be really, you know, I think you could kind of oust me and sort of kick me in the river for basically, you know, if I call the team out on pit stops. But hey, I'm taking the credit because I was there. I was saying, you know, get these sorted.
Andy Donnelly's watching. We better improve these. Oh, okay, yeah. Then.
12 months later, we've got a world record. I'm having
fan
that.
Power. Have you seen the new pit stop facility they've got at the MTC? They tweeted it out during the start to the build up to the season. They've got basically it's a tent outside, a little marquee outside that's just for pit stop practice. Ooh. And on the wall, they do have some tweets from actual fans, I think it looks like. But they do have the 1.8 second world record plastered on the wall as motivation for them.
Not to give them any more pressure than they need.
So they have tweets on the wall. But were these positive tweets or was it Andy Donnelly saying, oh, for Christ's sake, sort your pit stops out? Not a motivational speech there, is it really?
I don't think I've tweeted that one for a while, though, let's be honest.
No, you haven't. And at the end of the day, we all just want the best. So just one thing to note, and we've heard this again and again, that Bahrain is not a track that we normally do well at, and it doesn't normally suit our car. So if there's anything to take from this weekend's successes, it is that there's probably still more in the car. To that extent, you know, it's not the best place in the world for us. So if we've picked up those positions there, P6, P8, I think is brilliant for somewhere that's not the best for us, you know?
Yeah, and you know, there's going to be things like the drivers are still probably dialing in the car and the setup and everything else like that. Yep. There's still performance to get unlocked in that as well. So, you know, I guess unless you're Max Verstappen, your sort of ambitions for the first race weekend are sort of, you know, kind of let's get some points on the board, let's have a solid race, let's not sort of.
Let's just pretend he doesn't exist, Andy.
Yeah,
that's what I do now. I mean, even when I go to Sky Bet, the bets I put on say, who's the race winner without Max Verstappen? You know, it's actually a thing now.
Yeah. actually, that's what I've done for this season as well.
Yeah, world championship without Max Verstappen.
Yeah, we'll dive into that a little bit later of the betting side of things. because I think we've got a few things to discuss on that.
Yes, but certainly let's just pretend he's not at the front and then it won't spoil the race for us.
Yeah. So one thing that I did notice, and you guys might be able to correct me on this, but I noticed that the guy's drinks bottle's now a Monster, not Coca-Cola.
They took over, yeah.
Yeah, so are we still got Coca-Cola as a sponsorship, or is, we've not seen anything yet about
That
it?
is a really good question. So we never know when a sponsor leaves, but the
No, you don't tend to announce unless it's something like golf and they've gone elsewhere.
yeah, but there's a decal spotter on Twitter, which is he's really good, or she's really good. That they tweet out like the updates on them, who's been up, who's joined and who's left us.
Yeah, well, I follow Decal Spotter as well. Yeah, it's normally a good place to hear a roundup of what's going on with new stuff. Certainly, yeah.
Yeah, I would suspect if we have a quick look at the McLaren site, they've got the list of partners on there.
I've just jumped on.
Right.
You
So,
multitasking, careful.
wow.
I know. Well, I'll be silent for like half an hour. It's fine.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well,
Well, I mean,
does this mean you want a Monster water bottle now then?
well, I'm going to be honest. I've never drank any of this stuff in my life.
I don't think they're drinking it either, mate. It's just a bottle with a picture on it.
Well,
Most definitely.
yeah, we'll see. So, yeah, I mean, that might be quite interesting halfway around a couple of laps, and you go, oh, what flavor is this? Well, it's obviously papaya, isn't it? So, you know,
Or is it?
or is it? Who knows? So, yeah, the race itself, I thought it was pretty uneventful, to be honest. There was a bit of Ferrari shenanigans, which
Yes.
was that was about it. With some slight overtakes, Oscar was slightly unlucky that Lewis managed to undercut him, but the undercut is really, really powerful at this circuit, so it was no real
Yeah.
surprise. But I thought the guys did a really, it was a really solid race from us. We were, significant seconds above the people behind us. Yeah, I still see people putting Aston Martin in front of us, and
Really?
even somebody earlier putting the red Bulls, the RBs in front of us as well. And I was thinking, are you mad? No.
I saw Lando do a couple of good overtakes on Alonso. I think he overtook him twice during the race,
Yeah.
and it was nice to see that. At least we are getting to see a few overtakes. I know it's not mega, but it is what it is, you know.
Oscar on the way out of his pits as well with I think it was Alonso again, was it, or Hamilton? I forget.
That's the
Oscar
one that, yeah, it's the Hamilton one, yeah.
elbows out. I love that. Like, okay, you're on cold tires, fresh out of the pits. You got a world champion behind you coming along to get past you, and he still battled and he still tried. Yeah, okay, it didn't go brilliantly for him, but I love the fact he was trying. I love that. I was like, yes, you're at complete disadvantage with your tires. And you're
Yep.
still going for it. Happy days. Go for it all day long.
Exactly. And it was a weekend when there was controversy in the paddock and there were other things going on, but obviously I wasn't really interested in that. I was interested in seeing how our team did. I mean, they even mentioned it, the Red Bull thing on the Brit Awards, which I couldn't believe. I'm like, wow, F1 has crossed over and it's not for the right reasons, as always. In the past it's very much been like that as well. But yeah,
I'm pretty
I
sure
felt
that.
yeah.
Go on. I was just
No,
about to
go
say,
on.
I'm pretty sure that the Red Bull fans podcast are covering this in detail as we speak.
Possibly, but that's why I'm sort of saying, you know, my focus was on our boys and seeing how well they did. And yeah, I was interested in where the rest of the field sat, but I can only take positives away from that. So if other people are saying, oh, McLaren are behind Aston or they're behind RB, well, I don't think so. I even thought we were ahead of Mercedes at some points in the weekend. I thought we were the third best team.
I think it's neck and neck between us and Mercedes at the minute.
Yeah.
I think it's fair enough.
If we'd qualified a couple of positions ahead, one or two less mistakes, ifs, buts, and maybes, or whatever George Russell said, if buts
If
and
butts and
buttercups.
monkey nuts or something, wasn't it?
But we could have taken the pace and gone with. Like, there were points where we were closing down on Hamilton or Alonso. Man, my memory's awful. But like, Lando was going 2 tenths a lap, literally closing down 2 tenths a lap, and then he just got within 2 seconds and just fell back, unfortunately. But we were fast. We had good race pace.
I think at one point Hamilton said these guys are fast, and we were in front of him. So, I think people thought he was talking about Max, but I'm like, no, he's talking about us, I think. So, but yeah, double points. I'm over the moon with that. So, we scored 12 points. That's
Woohoo.
more than we scored in the cumulative of the three first races last season in the first race.
Good numbers, Mr. Donnelly.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
So there you go. So
I'm impressed with the fact.
yes, facts. Exactly.
I wanted to have a jingle, Andy. This is my upgrade for the podcast that I'd like for you for the future. So
Right,
you
you
know
want me to
when,
get some jingles then? Okay.
well, a bit like when I listen to the Fast and the Curious, my other favourite F1 podcast, and they go McLaren News. And it is just someone singing it, but they use it as a jingle.
Or we
I
can
would
just
like
clip
a,
that little bit.
I'd like Andy Facts or something. Right,
Let's see what I can do for the next podcast, then, eh? So we'll have a look. So, obviously, we've had a bit of a chat. We had a bit of a chat at the last podcast about what our things for the season were and whether we, let's see and put a bet on and things like that. So, guys, what have you put your money on this season? McLaren related or F1 related, if you've got some of them as well?
I struggled to find the bet I wanted, which
Okay.
was Lando's first win, but I did find Lando to win the championship without Max in contention. So
Ooh, that's
basically,
a
if
good one.
Lando wins or
Yes.
comes second to Max, I got it at 12-1 on Sky Bet. It's
Right.
now 10-1, so I'm already quids in.
Yeah. It's good.
But I put that one on. Not gonna make me a lot of money, but 12-1, but
So I verbally said to you guys that amongst the three of us, the bets that I were going to take were Lando and Oscar both on the podium together and a front row lookout. And I asked Sky Bet to request a bet to give me odds for those. And as of now, it's been 48 hours and they have not given me odds for those.
Right.
So my bet that I've got at the moment is McLaren Constructors Championship outright, Championship without Red Bull, Oscar to win the championship without Verstappen, Oscar to win it outright, Lando to win it outright, Lando to win it without Verstappen. And I've put those on just to give me some banker bets. But the real ones amongst us three that I wanted to focus on were a front row lockout and both drivers being on the podium. So
Excellent. I've got Lando to win his first race, which is not brilliant odds, but
who did you get that with?
Sky Bet.
I couldn't find it.
It's basically Lando to win a race,
I didn't
isn't it?
find it.
So,
What else did you get?
1-3, which I think is really
Oh,
grand.
horrid.
Yeah, but it's more the,
Did you see the odds for Verstappen to win like over 20 races?
I've got Verstappen. Well, funny you should say that. I stuck a cheeky quid on Red Bull to win every race in the season at 20-1.
That's not good enough for
If
such an
20-1,
achievement.
I mean, yeah, it's just.
It could happen. It almost happened last year. I'm hoping it doesn't happen. If it does happen, then I'm going to donate whatever the winnings are from that to some sort of charity.
Charity for disgruntled Red Bull fans.
Quite a few of them. Maybe I'll give it to Racing Pride.
Yes,
There
that
we
would be a
go.
good place to put it. So between us, we've got a few little ones on that we're going to sort of talk about throughout the season. But I would say that some of the things that you looked a bit on are outstandingly complicated things with multifaceted, and yet 20-1. I mean, that's
Yes.
just.
Yeah. Do you know, years ago when Charles Leclerc was in, he was in F2. I asked Sky Bet to give me odds of him winning an F1 championship within 10 years.
Yeah.
And they didn't give me the odds. And I would have put a good chunk on it as well because he was outstanding in F2 and he was going to Ferrari and it was all there. I'm so happy they didn't because there's no chance that Ferrari is going to be winning a championship within 10 years of him being in F2.
Well, Lewis is going to win it in a Ferrari now, isn't it? Not the
Yes.
Ferrari.
The funny thing is, as I look at Skybet, I've also got bets on who the next James Bond after Daniel Craig would be that I put on 2 years ago, and they're still sat there because, of course, it hasn't happened yet.
Who did you go for?
Ando
well,
Norris.
No, I would. Yeah, this was based on odds.
Idris.
So, I put a pound on Tom Hardy because I really like him.
It'd
I
be
put a
good.
pound on Luke Evans because I heard that was likely. But I've also got a pound on Lashana Lynch, who was the 007 in the last film, because, you know, a female 007, that would be cool. So
God, some people would lose their marbles.
Oh, I know. Imagine the idea of that. I know, exactly.
And once
but
again,
we're
that'll be
giving the
covered in depth on the James Bond fans podcast later on.
Indeed.
Sarah will
but
be on,
yes.
I'm sure of it. Right. Okay, on to the next bit. So, I don't know if this kind of comes through, but what colour is our car and team kit? Right. And I know this is a controversial subject, right? Is it orange or is it papaya? And I know that Crofty said it's papaya, but it's orange to everyone else and stuff like that. But what I noticed, depending on the camera and the angle it was at, our kit looked papaya and the car looked papaya. And then, depending on another camera or whatever the lighting was, it looked massively orange, right? So if you look at Andy's shirt and my shirt,
they look different.
They look different colours. So
this is last year's.
Yeah.
And you're also in different light. I mean, I'm wearing a fluorescent yellow t-shirt and it doesn't look fluorescent yellow right now. So the light
green.
Is a massive. It to me it looks like a creamy white colour when I'm looking at a picture of myself. So all I'd say to you is I think we call it papaya.
Yeah.
There are probably many shades of papaya, and papaya is a more discreet form of orange.
The bit that made me notice it was when we were on the grid, they had a shot of the car and Martin's grid walk, right?
Yeah.
On one camera, and it looked orange, like bright orange. And then another shot from a different camera on his grid walk, and it looked papaya. And I'm like, have they done some? And I'm not saying that, we should call it orange, or should we, you know, it's definitely papaya.
Yes,
but what I'm trying to
word.
get at here is, have they done something with the colours or the on the car to make it do that? Is there some sort of,
you think it's reflective or something?
Yeah, is there something they've done with that? But
I mean, it is a different shade to last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It you could literally paint that car black and I would still call it papaya. If I got told it was papaya, I would call it papaya, even if it is jet black. So I'll call whatever shade of wherever it is papaya, it's fine. But the header on our Twitter feed around car launch and livery launch changed to a pale papaya. And then the background on all the pictures of the car during car launch is a pale papaya. It's not the same Pantone numbers as last couple of years at all.
Yes. But papaya is more of a spirit to me. I mean, I know it's a colour, but when I think of us returning to papaya, I think of us using the colours that Bruce McLaren originally used on
green.
His car.
Yeah.
For that one, yes.
And
but in general,
if you actually look at that actual car, the colours that are on the what we refer to as the Thursday car,
yes,
it's almost a yellowy papaya rather than an orangey papaya. So, yeah.
Yep. And then you've got the Can-Ams, you know, which are a slightly different shade again.
Yeah.
You know, the I think it's the M8D that they always roll out at Goodwood that sounds like a rocket taking off, and blew all of the light bulbs at MTC for the 50th anniversary. So, you know, there are different shades within the car, but we still refer to them all as papaya in that way as well. So we're not using the O word. We're not going down that way. Hello, Perry. Just thinking of you right now.
Andy, do you think it's got a finish on it? Like you get some of those cars that as you walk past them, they literally change colour, like a metallic kind of finish
metallic.
To it.
Yeah, like Like you, the ones you see in McDonald's car park on a night when
Yes.
you're drunk.
Yeah.
I get what you mean.
That would be really hard to do with a stick on decals. It really.
I don't hang in McDonald's car park. I don't know what you're referring to. Is it a McFlurry?
But you're from Essex. Surely it's what you do. Surely that's part of your lifehood, living in Essex. I used to
Dude, I'm 49 now. Things I did a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, I do not remember.
So you want the Ford Galaxy, and once again, that's for the Ford Owners Podcast later on.
No, in a
Sarah will go into
galaxy
what she
far,
did in a
far
Ford
away.
Galaxy.
It's a Star Wars podcast.
I could join that. We're good.
We could do that.
Yeah,
Yeah.
we'd be all right with that, wouldn't we?
Says Donnelly with a stormtrooper helmet behind his shoulder.
Exactly.
Yes.
We'd definitely have to open up the podcast with, well, hello there. There's a subtle Star Wars reference for you. Right, Sarah, you wanted to talk about tat,
I do. I
which
wish
you
to
have
talk.
got lots of it behind you.
Just look behind you.
Yes. Now, I love talking about F1 tat or merchandise or souvenirs, whatever you choose to call the things that you bring back as souvenirs or the things you find online that you purchase. Maybe that's old stuff from older teams before we were fans or before we were born, or maybe it's something quirky or gimmicky, like my wonderful key rings. As you know, I do sell key rings and magnets. So I thought about this a bit, and I thought I'd like to discuss that, show you some bits I've got, and then I'd like to start a little feature with our fans, with our watchers. Yes, indeed, I have one of those. I'll show you that in a sec. So I was thinking about what could we call this feature, and I've decided to go with a football chant made a bit nicer. Get your tat out, you know, the famous football chant. So it's get your tat out, get your tat out, get your tat out for the fans. There you
Right.
go. So
Therefore,
I've
you
made
have
it.
to come up with a jingle for that next time.
Oh, we've
Well,
got it. I'll
that's
just
it.
snip that. Yeah,
Yeah,
do that.
exactly. So I've got a few bits to show you. I mean, obviously, you can see around me, and I've got my big pastry and things like that. I have the same thing that Andy is wearing. Now, these are brilliant. Andy actually bought this back for me, but these were helmet snoods that you could buy in driver designs, and as you can see, accurate to the Jensen Button helmet of this time. And these were for the Japanese Grand Prix.
They were
So,
indeed. Yep.
yep, so I have one of these as well. Excellent bit of F1 tat. I also have other things to show you here. So, a 2020 magnet, which I was sent from my friends in Australia, the race that never happened. Huh. I quite like coasters and things. I have a doggo and I have my own design there that I've shared in the past. These are all in my living room. I have a mug for the 50th Brazilian Grand Prix. Thank you, Andy. That was from you. This is quite a good bit of tat. Tell me what you think of this one. This is for Baku for Azerbaijan. Check that out.
Is it
It looks
got a
like
track in it?
it basically looks to me like the things out of Dune, you know, the sandworms.
Is it a snow
So how is
globe
that?
or a
How is
sand
that
globe?
F1 related, the Baku one?
Because it's got a track on the side of it.
All right, that's what I
Okay.
was
And
thinking. Right, okay.
Azerbaijan, thank you, Baku.
Lovely wooden coaster I was sent.
Yeah.
That's Lando Norris one.
I like that.
How about these ones then? Andy and I got obsessed with these a few years ago. For those that haven't seen, if you look online, you can find vending machine cars that come from the vending machines in Japan.
Yeah.
Can you see this little car in here? And in here as well?
These come out of things like gachapon machines, so the things where you turn
They
the
do.
handle and they come out. Yeah.
This is something I was given from someone that had been to the Canadian Grand Prix.
Well,
So even
what is
though I've
it?
not been there myself,
What is it?
it's a drinks holder. Now,
Oh, for a beer can, like.
tat doesn't necessarily have to be something you've purchased. It can be something brilliant you've brought back. See this? This is the stuff that spurts out of the machine from
Oh, Monza.
it's the
Confetti.
Italian Grand
Yeah.
Prix Monza 2014 and marbles. I was at that race. I picked all that up off the track. And then sometimes it's not
Wow.
F1 related at all, but it's significant. So I give you the Kiwi. Now, you've both got one of these as well, haven't you?
Yeah.
These were in John Lewis, would you believe? It's polished wood. It's really nice. I like a Kiwi. And my last bit of tat to show you is not tat at all. Nick bought me this for our wedding anniversary.
Oh.
And this is a keyring from F1 Authentics that has, as you can see, a piece of the car bodywork in there.
Very nice.
And on the back,
very nice.
36.
On the back, it's engraved with
say which
a
car?
McLaren. It doesn't say which car.
What anniversary?
Last year.
Okay.
No,
right.
I don't think it tells me.
Okay.
Does it tell me? My eyesight's that appalling, I can't read it. Anyway, these were from F1 Authentics. They also did a pen with that on. So some bits of tat aren't really tat because they're quite expensive. But
yeah, I mean, the pen had a tiny little bit of car bodywork on the tip,
it
on
did.
Like on the
it
end.
Did.
That was like £199.
And that was nice. But my kind of pen looks a bit like this. And this came from the Imola circuit when I was there. So, you know, that was a pound. So
Oh,
my
wow.
point to you all is that souvenirs, a lot of it's about what it means to you. But I challenge everybody, including you.
Well, I've
you
brought
two.
Some along as well, in addition to what I've just had, which I can show you now if you want.
Yes, show us yours. Get
Right.
your tat out, Andy. Get your
Okay.
tat out.
So,
oh, he's literally got the tat on his arm as well.
Well, literally, I've got that, yeah.
Yes.
What about these? Have you seen these?
Oh, that's cool. Was that from Suzuka?
Japan.
So these are from Japan. So
they do the best tat. Right,
they
it's
do.
All
They do the
absolute,
best tat.
Hang on.
Randomly, but brilliant.
Right.
Nice.
Yeah. So, do you know what they are, though?
Beer mats.
Nope.
Scarves.
Nope.
Do they inflate and you bang them together?
No, but they did have some of those things.
Are they running socks?
No, they're not running socks.
Are they currency? Is
a
that
towel?
Like a Japanese yen?
You can't
it
play
is.
With that.
You got it right there, Sarah. They're actually towels. And I'll tell
oh.
you what. So, and if anyone in Japan is listening, please forgive me if I get this totally wrong, but my interpretation of what they're used for is two things. One is in Japan, there's a culture of people who go to the baths, the onsen, and you basically take a towel for that, and essentially the towel is to kind of almost do this, mop your brow.
Yep.
And they were selling these at the race. You could get big ones like this, smaller ones, but also people were using them at the race to cover their head when it was sunny and things like that. So yeah, at first I thought they were scarves, but they're actually towels. They're like the same material get like in the little gym towels that you get,
yeah,
sort of thing. But to have like F1 sort of stuff on them and everything else like that, and obviously at that point McLaren and Honda were still a thing.
Yes,
that's it. But obviously, one thing I'd like to mention, being that Japan is the place to go, people who had the DRS flap opening hats.
Yes.
Is the best tat that you'll ever get out there. I was lucky enough to get to try one. There is video out there of me breaking it. So
so I wore the DRS hat and the rear light hat, you know, the guy with the red light as well.
Yeah.
I wore that in Shanghai because he was in China at the race there as well. And
oh,
he let me try on his hat.
Oh, he's a good,
I
good
did
guy,
not
yeah,
break it.
I still talk to them online, so they've obviously forgiven me. Sarah, there's one piece of tat that I'm really surprised that you didn't get out in your collection there.
Is it the Jensen Button puppet?
It's nothing to do with Jensen Button. It's to do with Bernie Eccleston.
Go on.
And Budapest and Hungary, where you could buy a Bernie Eccleston postcard in the track and post
oh,
it at the post office.
Yes.
That's
yes.
actually inside the track as well. I
don't
think you can do that anymore.
Have you found yours?
It'll be in a box somewhere with the rest of the
same as me. So when I moved here, I've got crates and crates of F1 stuff.
Right.
That I've not yet got out yet.
I've not shared today because I was ill prepared, but I've got crates up in the loft and I have to go through.
Right.
But
okay.
I've got one thing to show, which literally was just by the side
don't
of me.
Don't put that on a podcast. We're
and
not here for that kind of thing.
I'm going to bring it up and your reactions, just one word. Just tell me what you think of this. It's not tat. It is...
the
oh,
bag!
The bag. Yeah.
The best bag we've all ever owned, right?
I've still got mine. I've still got mine. Team McLaren, that was a thing we loved, wasn't it, hey?
It was.
I use that every single trip. Work, F1, friends, family, whatever. That is my go-to bag.
Yeah.
I love that bag. I loved it.
I think a couple of days ago, I was I put a thread on of all of my old kit that I had. And some of that was, some of those tweets were Team McLaren stuff. Like we used to get the bag, used to get the t-shirt with stuff on there, and everything else. And if nobody kind of remembers,
yeah, I've got that.
Yeah, wasn't around at the time. Basically, it was a paid membership with McLaren. You paid every year. You got a membership card. You had a number on there. And you also, depend on what level you paid for, you got goodies. But for many years, it was ran outside of the MTC. And basically, it was like a fan club. And you basically got a bag, a hat, and all this. It was all Team McLaren branded stuff.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it'd be great if that could come back.
It says official team member.
Yeah. And you had stuff
like that. To me, that meant I was in.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I mean, that was a great sort of thing. So,
I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Yeah. It would be great if McLaren could bring something like that back. Maybe we'll talk about that in a bit more detail in another podcast soon. But
yes,
there you go.
Definitely.
Right. Well, thank you for joining me, Sarah and Andy. Time is running out. Thanks for everybody for listening. If you could do us a big favour, and that would be if you can leave a review, tell your friends about us, like or subscribe, well, that would be freaking sweet, awesome. Thanks for listening, and we will be back next time.